The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Cillian Burns is with me from Kerry and Brian McAniff from Donegal. Gentlemen, you're both very, very welcome to the show. Brian, we got the sense from Piers Doherty, actually, of all people a few minutes ago about the excitement in Donegal. Cillian, what's the excitement levels like in Kerry?
It's pretty good. It's I've been spending the last week down in Caherdaniel near Sneem, where I'm from, and there's great buzz around, plenty flags around the place. I went into the village in Sneem the other day and I met a Donegal coach driver driving the paddy wagon, and he was giving me the inside track on Donegal and what was happening up there. But I think we're equal to it. There's something in the, I think the blood is curdling a little bit this year, and we got the shout out from the team and the manager, you know, to pull up our socks as fans. And I think we've stepped up to the mark, you know, especially with the last couple of matches. And they haven't disappointed. So there's a great buzz. Mighty looking for tickets. And lucky I'm going. I'm bringing my wife. And this year, my four kids. So I made every effort to wangle tickets this year. And usually I only get one or two, but I worked hard.
Well, so, tell me, if ultimately Kerry win this match, why will they win it? What is it about this Kerry team that would get them over the line?
I think they're bringing form into it, you know. And I think they've just no more than Donegal. There was a few speed wobbles along the way, you know, and that generally happens with teams that make it to the final. You know, there's draws or extra times or in our case, getting fairly trounced by Meath. I went all the way to Tullamore myself to that match, and that was a great disappointment. But sometimes they're the things that a team needs to motivate themselves to pull up their socks, you know. And I think, I suppose, when you're looking at it, David Clifford is in the form of his life. He scored 8.53 in the championship, thanks to the new rules, I might add. So he's going to be certainly a bit of a puzzle for Jimmy McGuinness, you know, to try and solve. But then again, we have other lads that are coming into great form. Sean O'Shea put in a couple of great performances in the last couple of matches, which was great to see. And then in our case as well, which is really, really heartening, I think, is that there's probably names that even general GA fans will kind of go, you know, be looking up, like Evan Looney and Micheál Burns and a few of these lads, you know. And of course, Joe O'Connor, the big Joe there in the midfield area, has been a phenomenon for this past year. So, and Paddy's come back now from injury. So they have a lot to be thinking about, you know, when they're approaching the game against us.
Brian, let me put the same question to you then. If ultimately Jim McGuinness and his wards bring Sam Maguire back to Donegal, why will it have been the case? What is it about this team that could see them over the line?
Well, Jim has the team superbly fit. I don't think I've ever seen a county team as fit. And the attacking waves are coming from deep, so we're not depending on one person to score. Cornerback or halfback doesn't make any difference, a midfielder. So we're not depending on one to score. And then, of course, we have our own Michael Murphy, who's a law unto himself. Clifford is very good for Kerry, but we have Michael Murphy. Michael's quite a different player in the fact that he spreads the ball around a great deal. He's a very unselfish player, and he's given the young lads that are there over last year when we could maybe have won the All-Ireland had he been there. He's bringing them up and into the game at the very early stages. He's such an unselfish player. And I think it's our fitness levels in the game we played that could unhinge Kerry.
How much of a boost do you think it's been, particularly for the younger players in the squad? It wouldn't have maybe played with Michael Murphy or only just got the tail end of him the first time round for his kind of reintroduction this year.
Oh, it's been super because his capacity to bring players into the game at a very early stage, he's so unselfish, has been the making of that Donegal team this year. But then, of course, we have Jim McGuinness, who's a super team manager.
Cillian, in terms of Donegal's threat, and as Brian says, kind of Michael Murphy chief amongst it, what would you be worried about? What are the early things that might happen in the match? You think, oh, this might not be our day.
Well, as Brian said, the thing about them is that they're, you know, maybe looking back, and I know it's over a decade ago, like looking back to the 2014 final, they were very much a defensive team, but now they have scoring threats from cornerback right the way up. And that's a concern. I suppose the big thing that Jack would be thinking about really is that obviously we like to play kick football mostly, getting the ball up quickly. And while they have that contrasting style of sort of going in waves, almost three-man weaves type thing. You know, you're kind of looking left and right and there's Donegal options everywhere as you're taking the ball up the pitch. I think one big thing is that if we are going on attack, that we have to have our house in order, because they very often, if you look and analyse their game, they turn over balls and then they attack in swarms really quickly back up the pitch and generally can score from that. So we'll obviously want to be scoring, but we're going to have to look, if it's broken down, that we have people at the back ready type thing, you know, or at the very least to deaden the ball. If you're going to go up and go on go for your score, that you have to deaden the ball. So I'm sure they've been working on that over the last while, you know.
What's your prediction then, Killian?
Look, I think Kerry have brought in great form into it, and now they have the backing of the county 100%. I think they can do it. I think it'll be a quite a tight game, to be honest with you, because the two teams are bringing form into it. There's a lot of question marks, you know. Jimmy, no doubt, has something up his sleeve. But, you know, Paddy Clifford has named the corner forward. We all know he's not going to be there. So you can be sure there'll be a bit of swapping and changing before the ball is thrown in on our side as well. So I'm going for a Kerry win.
Brian, what's your prediction?
Oh, I'm predicting Donegal win. I think the game that we'll bring to Kerry is something that they haven't come across quite yet. And with the type of game that we play, where we come in swarms, when we turn ball over and we've got great capacity to score, I think that's what will take us through, plus the level of fitness, plus Jim McGuinness.
All right, well, listen, I claimed to be a neutral ahead of the hurling last weekend until I found myself punching the air when Tip scored, which was a kind of a very unusual place for a Kilkenny man. I'm genuinely a neutral when it comes to Donegal and Kerry, because I've no beef from the hurling pitch with either county. So I'm looking forward to it. I wish you the best of luck, lads. Enjoy the day as well. Killian Burns and Brian McAniff.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.